identity is a big thing in our society today, and I do think many people have an identity crisis. When you look at the life of Jesus, you find that he really had a clear sense of his identity. Jesus was tempted by the devil. In the scriptures, in Matthew 4, the enemy came, the tempter came, and he said, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread." A few verses previous to this, Jesus had an experience where the Father spoke to him in a clear voice. Now we read this in Matthew 3, verse 17. "Suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased.'" The Father speaks in a voice to Jesus, confirming his identity. But the enemy comes to question that identity. Now look closely at how the enemy questions Jesus. "If you are the Son of God, turn these stones to bread." In other words, if you are the Son of God, do something. Do something spectacular. Define yourself by what you do, as opposed to who the Father says you are. Now, this is really crucial, because in our society today, many people define themselves by what they do, how much money they have in the bank, the kind of recognition they have of people, as opposed to what the Heavenly Father actually says about them. What you do should not be what defines who you are. Who you really are is what defines what you do. See, we're called human beings, not human doings. We're called to be, first and foremost, children of God. And from being, we do things. Now, the challenge here is actually finding out who we are. See, purpose and identity are very much linked. Where purpose is not known, misuse is unavoidable. If we don't know the purpose of our lives, we are going to use our lives for every other thing apart from the reason why we were created. God created us, and our lives have a meaning. Then if we want to know why we're here on the earth, we have to first discover the one who made us, because he knows every detail about our lives. And the more we discover him, the more we discover who we are actually called to be. And our identity is locked up in our discovery of him. So really, if we want to know who we're called to be, if we want to know our true identity, as opposed to looking to external sources and looking to other people and looking to our jobs and looking to all these other superficial temporal things to satisfy us, where we need to look is our Heavenly Father. Our identity comes from him.